course, can you kind of take us through the setup there for the Stamkos folks? Like, you kind of use Braden as a decoy there.
Yeah, just been in that position for power play and practice, and just kind of going over my looks. And I had that one this morning. Good thing the cameras weren't on because I kind of toe pick, but I stayed on my feet this time, and he just waiting for that D to make a read. If he kind of puts his feet up high and I have the lane, it's just get through the stick. If he goes down low, uses his body, then I got a pointer there. So just making that read and just repetitions in practice.
So when you have that chance and to kind of see something come together in a game action like that, how does that kind of register with you?
It's nice because I'm waiting for that look. Practice, both looks in practice. Third look, obviously taking it to the net, but as soon as you see it and it's something you worked on in morning skate, it's just kind of nice. It's just, I knew right away. And then Stammer in the pile was like, yeah, just like morning skate. So it worked out perfect.
A lot of shot volume in this game, and really the couple of games that have been played here, it's been above 40. Is that anything that kind of has your alarms up a little bit?
Or? No, I think a lot of it's just us tonight. I just don't think we had the urgency on loose pucks and getting in those lanes and allowing those shots that came to rebounds to came to them keeping in our zone and then us running around. I think that's just us having a learning experience, honestly. We make a lot of reads on D in our new system, and it's just making those reads and jumping. It's not being slow. It's getting those battles and taking away time and space. And when you do that, they can't really make a play and keep pounding in the zone. So I think we learned tonight if we're not going full throttle and we're sloppy and we can't break the puck out, that's what's going to happen.
Is that kind of how you have to treat Saturday's game, especially since there's only 2 days between games?
Yeah, we can't have opening night like that, that's for sure. And we know that, and we talked about that. So just use this as a humbler and a stepping stone to, if we're not going to skate and we're not going to have urgency and we're not going to win our battles, that's what's going to happen. You can't win hockey games like that. So just in the D zone, quick closes, quick leads, quick gaps, and then in shot lanes, like it gets pucks through, and then from there, whatever the loose puck is, you're just jumping, communicating, and going for breakouts.